Michigan's football team travels to Michigan State this weekend to renew their century-old sibling rivalry. It's a big game for both teams, but for very different reasons. I'm Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon, here to tell you why. Eighth-ranked Michigan State is favored to beat the struggling Wolverines by more than 2 touchdowns. A victory would mark the Spartans' 6th win over the Wolverines in their last 7 games, establishing unquestioned dominance over the state for the first time in 50 years. Calling your little brother, gets a bit awkward when he keeps kicking your butt. A win would also preserve the Spartans' hopes of a national title, something no other Big Ten team can really claim. Michigan's dreams are more modest, but more urgent. The Wolverines have lost 10 of their last 15 games. They haven't looked very good doing it either. The game has changed a lot over the past few decades, but blocking hasn't, and the Wolverines simply aren't very good at it. They look poorly coached, especially when the coaches put only 10 players in the field when they're allowed 11. They've done that 3 times this season, probably more than your local high school team. But to the players' credit, instead of giving up on their coaches and each other, they've played their hearts out the last 2 weeks. If they somehow manage to upset the Spartans this weekend, it could go a long way towards saving head coach Brady Hoke's job. If not, Michigan will likely be searching for a new coach for the 3rd time in 7 years. But who will do the searching? Just 4 years ago, most Michigan fans considered athletic director Dave Brandon the school's savior. But this fall, the students have made their discontent plain by starting a petition to get him fired, by launching a campus rally for the same purpose, and by starting a chant at football and hockey games that goes like this: "Fire Brandon!" But the students don't get to vote on Brandon's fate, nor do the deans or even the regents. Only one person gets to make that decision: Michigan's newly minted president, Mark Schlissel. If there's one problem President Schlissel does not want to deal with in his first year, this is it. If he decides to fire Brandon, he'll have to negotiate Brandon's exit, form a search committee, select a new AD, and oversee the hiring of a new football coach, when he'd rather be tending to teaching and research. But doing nothing might be worse, resulting in falling ticket sales, dwindling donations, and slipping school spirit, not to mention growing deficits, distractions, and dissension. President Schlissel's dilemma could deepen after the election November 4th. If the Board of Regents becomes split, 4-4, on whether Brandon should stay or go, Schlissel might pine for the problems that he has today. But the most important issue is not wins and losses, ticket prices or revenues, but the timeless values upon which the University of Michigan was built: cooperation and compromise, transparency, and truthfulness. The department has been notably lacking all 4 virtues. After each error in judgment, usually born of arrogance, the department first denies, then dissembles, then invariably blames the misunderstanding on somebody else's miscommunication. It sounds less and less like a university department and more like an embattled corporation. It's this tension between what the University of Michigan stands for and how the current athletic department acts that will persist until somebody deals with it directly. And that someone can only be President Schlissel.